flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Ken from Tacoma is. Ken, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Ken, what were you doing around 5:40 yesterday?
I definitely wasn't listening to the Cheat Sheet while driving back from SeaTac with my mother-in-law. Nope.
Oh, definitely not. That's good. It's an even playing field.
Ken, I don't know if I believe you.
I believe him. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ken has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
How many holes are there on a standard golf course?
18.
Correct. What Peanuts character has been a regular staple character in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Pass.
Who played Malcolm Beach in the 2013 film Oblivion?
Pass.
What a white Russian cocktail is made with vodka, Kahlua, and what?
Lame.
Yes. The Sphere is attached to what Las Vegas resort?
The Venetian.
Correct. Fallout Boy formed in what Midwest state?
Missouri, Illinois, Indiana.
Illinois, yes. Fictional character Wilma Flintstone typically wears what color dress?
Green, red, purple.
No. Which European country is known as the Hexagon?
Spain.
No.
Pass.
Fergie had the hit song titled Big Girls Don't What?
Cry.
Correct. Disney Plus first launched in what year?
2015, 16, 17?
No. What parade? Peanuts character has been a regular staple in the Macy's Thanksgiving
Woodstock.
Day Parade. What'd you say?
Woodstock?
No. Ken?
Oh, it's Snoopy. Damn it.
It was Snoopy. So close. You ended up getting 5 correct, though.
Yikes.
You know, thank goodness for that cheat sheet, because you got all those right.
Right.
And it's right down the middle.
Do you think he can...
I'm sorry, what was that, Taryn?
Oh, my God.
Taryn's microphone doesn't work anymore.
Are you serious?
Yes. Wow, it always happens with Taryn and Danny.
My prayers have been answered.
Hallelujah.
Let's go.
It's just these two?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to.
I mean, you can just do the show from there. It'll be like this weird lo-fi morning radio vibe, man.
Yeah, man.
It's a whole new thing we're doing. We'll bring it up at the radio conventions.
I absolutely love that.
We just talk, no microphones in front of us.
Yeah, we just scream.
Uh-oh.
Oh, crap.
Is it good? Yeah. Oh, I just need to turn it up. Wait.
Oh, man, she's
Hello?
Back.
Ow!
Oh,
damn,
Taryn,
girl.
Come on. Don't.
What the hell's wrong with
don't
you?
Don't hurt Steve and Sarah because we're perfect over here.
Yeah, my perfect hearing is no longer perfect.
I didn't have the right headphones plugged in.
Clearly.
You guys.
Okay. Well, this has been a train wreck so far. Let's see if Steve, it continues. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many holes are there on a standard golf course?
Oh, 18.
Yes. What Peanuts character has been a regular staple character in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I didn't think you said Peanuts at first. I was like, what after dark version of the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade are you watching?
That'd be great.
Snoopy. Tatum was very fired up. And Snoopy and Woodstock was on him.
Who played Michael Beach in the 2013 film Oblivion?
Michael Beach. Oh, Tom Cruise.
No. Great confidence, though.
Pass.
What a white Russian cocktail is made with vodka, Kahlua, and what?
Milk.
No.
Oh.
Well, yes, rum? I guess. A sphere is attached to what? The sphere is attached to what Las Vegas resort?
Oh, I don't even know. Luxor?
No.
The Mirage?
No.
The Hooters?
No. Fall Out Boy formed in what Midwest state?
I don't know. Ohio?
No.
Indiana?
No.
Illinois?
Yes, you do know. Fictional character Wilma Flintstone typically wears what color dress?
Red?
No.
Isn't it like tiger print?
No.
Purple.
Wow, this is a train wreck.
I blame Karen's microphone.
It's my fault.
It is your fault.
Steve, you got 3.5-ish right, but...
Karen's microphone doesn't work, but my brain clearly isn't working either. Can I go over there and use your brain?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a loss. 5-3/4. Congratulations, Ken.
Thank God for the cheat sheet.
Yes, really. Migs, it could have helped you. A white Russian cocktail. You said milk. The answer was cream. I don't really know if it's the same.
I have no idea. I thought it was just milk. Is it milk cream?
I don't know. I mean... I'm not a dairy expert, you guys.
I mean, I'm a plant-based weirdo. I don't even drink milk.
Cream is not the same as milk.
But what do you use in a white Russian?
Cream.
Yeah, cream.
Like half and half?
Yes.
Okay.
Like
so then it would
cream?
Not be the same thing.
Then not whipped cream. Oh, my God. I mean, that would be tasty, too.
What about cream cheese?
What?
I want to punch you in the face. Maybe can you turn off his mic, too? So then it's just me speaking to myself. The sphere is attached to what Las Vegas resort? It's my everyday life. That's a tune-in. It's connected, which I just learned yesterday because I Googled it, the Venetian.
I didn't even know it was connected to anything.
I thought it was its own thing, too.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you can like walk through the Venetian and it's there. I don't know. I'll find out soon for you, though. Fictional character Wilma Flintstone typically wears what color dress?
I don't know.
It's white.
You're right. It's like the pearls. That's right.
Yeah, everyone dresses up for her for Halloween. Which European country is known as the hexagon?
Hey, Greece?
France.
Okay.
Fergie had the hit song, Big Girls Don't.
Eat?
Oh, my God.
Ken got this one correct. Cry.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Disney Plus, first launched in what year? 2019. And who played Malcolm Beach in the 2013 film Oblivion? Does anyone know?
No.
Is it a Friday? What is happening? Why are we all so loopy? It's Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
It's because we met Santa yesterday.
Did Santa give us something spiked? Well, congrats, Steve, on that terrible performance and losing.
Coats for Kids is back, Rockaholics, and we want to put brand new jackets on as many local kids in need as we can with the help of the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm. Steve Miggs, how are we doing on donations?
We are doing really good. Our goal is 50,000. We're not anywhere near that just yet, but man, we have a crap ton of donations in the last 24 hours, probably because it was Giving Tuesday yesterday.
Nice.
We are over $14,000 raised thanks to Rockaholics like Rebecca Gregory. She joined the 69 Club, donating $69. Colleen Burry donated $50. Natasha Rogers, $200. Eddie Sands, $100. And Ronald Rogers, I don't know if he's related to Natasha. If so, they're just opening up their wallets because Ronald Rogers donated $500 to Coats for Kids. Yay. Thank you so much to all the Rockaholics. We are still far away from 50,000, but we are getting closer and closer thanks to you.
You can head to KISW.com to make a donation, or you can text KISWGIVE to 44321. So throughout the morning, we have been laughing at our Spotify and Apple Music year-end recaps.
Learning some stuff about my listening habits, let's just say.
It is that time of year for us to see how out of touch we are, because Rolling Stone just named their top records of 2024. Did any rock records make the cut? You're going to find out after Radiohead.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is the magical time of year where Rolling Stone puts out the list of the top 100 albums of 2024.
It's my favorite time of the year because then I realize how out of touch I am because it's never any rock bands or any bands that I'm spending any time listening to.
Oh, I'm so curious, Steve. If you know any of these artists, here is number one.
Oh, it's Radiohead. So far, I don't know. Okay, why are the three of you looking at me like I'm in a club?
No, I don't know.
You, do you know this?
No. Oh, yeah. This is a hit right now. A very big hit.
Charlie XCX.
Okay, I've heard of her.
And the album is Brat.
This is like her, like...
Because the whole Brat Summer thing. I've heard about Brat Summer. I know it's based off of this Charlie person. I never bothered.
See, I celebrated to listen to the song. Brat Summer, where you just eat a lot of brats.
I'm in for that.
Yeah.
Much rather do that.
On the list of Rolling Stone's top 100 albums of 2024, this is.
So far, 0 for 1.
Number 2.
This ain't Texas.
Okay. I know this one. We're good.
We're good. So bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's fine.
Beyonce's Cowboy Carter.
This is the only time I'll ever listen to it. And if we ever have to play it again for some other year-end list, that'll be the only other time I'll listen to it.
Rolling Stones.
Sorry, Sarah.
Top 100 albums of 2024. This is number 3.
You can put your clothes back on. She's leaving you.
Who the hell is this?
MJ Lenderman?
I wasn't expecting an actual instrument being played, so I'm kind of excited in a sense.
The album's called Manning Fireworks.
Steve, don't tell me you like this, though. Like, listen to it.
So far, I've listened to this over the other two.
I would rock with this 100%. I like this.
Even his voice?
Yeah, it's like Tom Petty.
Oh.
On a bender, but I didn't hate that.
According to Rolling Stone, these are the top 100 albums of 2024. Number 4.
Is this Charlie XXX again?
No, but I'm sure that Charlie XCX is friends with Sabrina Carpenter.
I know a lot of friends of mine that are fans of her. I'm not sure if they're fans of her music or just her.
She's very good looking.
Yes.
The album is short and sweet.
As it should be.
Rounding out the top 5 of Rolling Stone's list of the top 100 albums of 2024.
No. This is Billie Eilish.
Yeah. Hit Me Hard and Soft is the name of the album.
We're going from short and sweet to hitting people hard and soft.
And if you guys didn't know, she will be here tomorrow and Friday.
Is that the climate pledge?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
You going?
Not a fan. No, why?
Steve,
no.
You going?
Yes, of course. I'm taking tomorrow off so I can... Because I probably fall asleep during the concert and never wake up again.
So die?
Yes. That's the only reason why I'd be there. Looking at your... You're a Spotify person,
I'm a Spotify
right?
person.
So what's your top artist?
My top artist.
Artist or album? Like, what's one that like just pops out? Because, I mean, the funny thing is I'm looking... I'm an Apple Music guy, and I'm being reminded of why... Maybe I should stop driving Tatum around so much because my entire thing is children's music stuff.
Sure, that's the reason.
Well, I will say that in my top 5 artists, I have ones that will not shock you at all. Primus.
Okay.
Queens of the Stone Age.
In for that.
Grateful Dead and Limp Bizkit. We're all in there. There's another band called St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Probably nobody's heard of them. But I want to say that in my top songs, I did get one of Barrett's. And that is... I Want to Rock by Twisted Sister.
That is awesome. See, that's the problem with mine. So I'm looking at my top artist, which has more than double of the plays than my second artist. My second artist is Pearl Jam.
More than double?
Yes. Number 3 is Blink-182.
Yeah, let's go.
Then Green Day. Then there's a band called the Red Stray Clays, which I absolutely love.
I love the Red Clay Strays. Are you kidding me?
Remember, we had a whole thing about them at the radio convention.
They're so great.
They're like one of my favorite new artists. Yeah, absolutely. Number 1. And it's also the number 1 song, and I'm...
Oh, no.
It's Peppa Pig. And I
covering
need to,
Katy Perry?
I need to stop driving my child around. Dude, my top songs. I'm looking at the top songs. 4 of the 5 are Peppa Pig songs.
Wow.
Only one rock song. You know what rock song it is? Linkin Park, The Emptiness Machine.
Yeah! That's a great pick.
It's a good song.
At least Peppa Pig covers songs you might know.
Yeah, like The Wheels on the Bus.
Oh, no. I was going to say, are they like children's songs?
Yes.
Wow. That would drive me insane.
I could fix that. Tatum's no longer allowed in my car this year.
Apparently not.
Danny, who's your top artist?
I bet you can't guess.
Blink-182.
Yes, of course, it's Blink-182.
Yeah.
They're my top artist, my top song, and my top album.
Wow.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of Blink-182 this year. And then, of course, number two, MXPX, which is also...
Shout out to Tom and the Boys.
Yeah, the top second song, everything like that. The only one that would kind of surprise me, my top four artists... is one that you wouldn't necessarily expect.
Taylor Swift.
You got it.
Oh my gosh. Good job, Sarah.
Dead Poets came out this year, baby.
Yeah, she was on my top two.
Sarah, what was your very, very top?
I'm embarrassed, but...
Peppa Pig?
It's not that embarrassing.
I was going to say, no one could be more embarrassed than me right now.
He's my guy, Tyga. Yeah.
Aren't you going to Vegas to go see him this weekend for your birthday?
Yes! It's a full circle. He's my top artist. He's my top played. He's everything.
How much are you looking forward to her Instagram stories this weekend, Steve? Because I am excited.
I'm thinking about blocking her on my Instagram just for this weekend.
Dude, I'm going to be so unhinged, and who knows what I might post.
Is he at the Sphere?
He's at Hakkasan. No, I wish he was at the Sphere. Are you kidding? Are you... Listen.
At the Sphere.
Steve, that's right. Peppa Pig's there. I'm sorry.
He's big in my heart, okay? But he's not that big to everyone else.
Is that Hakkasan?
Hakkasan.
I've never even heard of that.
Sounds fun, though, doesn't it?
It's probably fake.
I think the girl got popular this year because she talked about that, right?
She sure did. Yeah.
I have not, but have you guys ever used a dating app or a website?
Did MySpace count back in the day?
Picking up all the hotties, Steve?
From MySpace to my place, baby.
Well, there is a new study that just came out about how people met. And the opinions of how people on this study met is so great. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There was an Instagram post that was showcasing the difference in how couples met over the years. And I know Sarah's old enough to remember arranged marriages. So it goes
marriages?
All the way back to like the 1930s.
1930s?
You know? Yes.
What was it like dating back then?
Shut her mic off, Danny, please.
So back in the day, it was mostly meeting through like friends and family, then colleges, neighbors, bars, that kind of thing.
It is funny. I'm looking at it's like a moving graph, and it's fascinating to watch how like back earlier, it was like all about friends, family, church.
Oh, yeah.
College. I mean, go to a bar, God forbid, you meet somebody in person.
Well, yeah, because now.
And then the shift.
And it's all online. It's crazy online.
Back in 1953, nobody dated online. Isn't that crazy?
That's so wild.
I'm looking at, even in the 60s as well, I would have figured by then, right?
So now, as far as meeting online, they say that it's over 60% of couples is how they met, is online.
Wow. And then the friends keep dipping lower and lower and lower.
It's because we don't have any friends anymore.
Well, thanks for the reminder. Why are you staring right at me when you're saying that?
So there were many opinions online about this, of course, and some shared how they met their partner. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
sent this graph to our production director, Jason, said, hey, pick out some of your favorite comments, reenact them however you want, just to point out people have an opinion, they want to share their stories, or they just want to share their opinion about why they think online dating is stupid, and reenact them however you'd like. Are you ready for the first comment about the world that is now all about online dating?
Give it to us, Steve.
Okay.
Side note, met my wife on an online dating app. Yeah, we've been divorced for over a decade now.
And if anyone doesn't know, that's actually how Jason sounds in real life. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess better luck next time.
This is utterly depressing.
I do love, I was looking at some of the comments, and some people were like mostly focusing on the one that said family, thinking they're dating within the family.
Oh!
And I was like, how do we go down that road so quickly? Like, I saw family, I just assumed, oh yeah, like your brother, your aunt introduced you to one of their friends that they thought that you could date.
Exactly.
Tightrope workers have been meeting online for decades.
That was funny.
It's kind of clever, actually. Typically, the jokes that Jason hates, I enjoy.
Yes.
Well, the last time I dated was 2009 when everybody met through friends. Now I'm back in the dating pool and internet dating is just painful. I hate that this is the only reality Gen Z has ever known.
I'm trying to think if I ever dated somebody through friends. Have any of you?
I don't think so. I mean, like, I met people in college that I dated, but I guess that's kind of through friends, but not like somebody was like setting me up with someone.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever have somebody that's just like, oh, you know, Taryn,
meet my friend.
I know this dude, you're going to love him. You guys should hang out sometime. And then they set you up with a date. Like, I don't know if it's a testament to my friends just don't think I'm worthy of anyone that they're friends with, or they're just too concerned about me not finding the right. I don't know what it was, but like, typically it was like either at a bar or just, I mean, a couple people through online as
sure.
well. Yeah.
Yeah, my friend set me up one time because I think she thought the guy would really like me. And it was like a total blind date. I just knew his name.
You know what he was wearing? Like, how did you know to meet? Like, who?
We said meet right outside of the restaurant. So we had each other's phone numbers, but we didn't know what each other looked like or anything.
But there's other people going into the restaurant. At no point did you
know. Right outside the door of the restaurant.
Just hovering.
Yes.
Did you have a second date?
Yeah, we had a few dates.
What was he? Did you feel like your friend picked a good one for you?
No.
Okay.
He was so blah. But I tried to give him a chance, and it did not work out.
And now they're married.
Yeah, don't talk about George that way. That's very rude.
We met at a strip club. Together 14 years, 5 kids, and still going strong.
On the
at
main
the strip
stage.
Club?
Yeah.
5 kids?
Now he has to make it rain for different reasons.
Ooh, yeah.
He has to pay for all these kids and all their things.
1985 at a bar. Dated 9 months and here we are 39 years later.
Aww.
All right, I'm looking at this list of all the things. I'm just curious to see if any of us have... Okay, so none of us had dated because of friends.
No.
Coworkers.
I mean, yeah. Brad and I were coworkers when we started dating.
Boom.
Yeah.
I dated a couple coworkers. It was a terrible idea. It was awful.
I guess George and I were coworkers too. But before him, I was sleeping with the boss, which is not a good idea.
Did the boss introduce you to George?
No.
So bar, restaurant. Okay, now we know.
Yep.
Sarah's answer right there. She's sleeping with the boss at the bar.
She was eating at the restaurant.
Everyone eats at their own restaurant, okay? Let me tell you.
Also, I've always heard that. Like, the restaurant industry is just like a strange world behind the scenes.
Very strange. Everyone sleeps with each other.
I remember how I was hanging out with a girl that was like in the industry, and like I finally hit a point where I'm like, I just can't do this anymore. Like, it just seemed like there was just too much insanity happening amongst her friends. Every night there was some kind of drama going on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, sometimes.
What about school?
I mean, college, yeah. That's where I met my...
Well, hopefully not elementary.
My first husband.
Neighbors? Anyone date a neighbor?
No.
I remember I hooked up with a girl and I was hanging out with her, not realizing that my neighbors were her parents. And I didn't know this until we were going back to my place. And she said, "Where do you live again?" And I told her, she's like, "Can you pick me up at the grocery store down the street?" I was like, "Why?" She's like, "I can't park in front of your house." I was like, "Why?" She's like, based on your address, you're my parents' neighbor.
Like, what are the odds?
What, like, not even like a house between us. The neighbors, the next door neighbors were her parents.
Did you know her parents?
Yeah, I didn't like them. The dad was kind of a jerk. It was crazy because then it was just like, okay, then what, how are we doing this? Because I don't have a garage. So I like put a coat on. Like, I don't want to get spotted by my parents because I'm so, she's like, I don't want, this will be weird.
How long did that go on for?
Not very long.
Could you walk with me down this? Imagine a night out with Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Craig, and Britney Spears.
Ooh. Well, one of the three sounds like fun.
Well, they're all in the news right now, and we're going to tell you what's trending after Alice in Chains.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just beginning your day, you're waking up, you're scrolling through all the chaos on your phone, and pop culture is a very busy place right now, so we are here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
There is an upcoming Netflix docuseries about Aaron Rodgers. It is called Aaron Rodgers Enigma, and it's going to take a look into his life as a quarterback, his strained relationships with his family,
okay,
and his return to the NFL.
Strange relationship with his family is basically his family does not talk to him.
He's like the one.
Yes.
I think the rest of them are all cool. They're just not cool with Aaron. And he obviously had that Achilles injury that he came back from. So it's a three-part series, and it premieres December 17th. We have the trailer.
Here come the Jets. Rodgers has something to prove.
It is on. Protection breaks. Down goes Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers has officially tore his Achilles.
It's catastrophic. Is it time for him to retire?
I forgot all about that. Yeah, all that hoopla. He came out with like the big flag, the American flag. Everything. It was like, it looked cinematic, and then it was like one play or pretty early into the game, and he was just out for the season.
So bad.
What does the future hold for Aaron Rodgers?
I'm coming back to do it all.
What's the risk of playing?
That's not normal.
People getting to see behind the curtain. Once I started my spiritual journey, everything shifted.
Yeah, that's why everyone started like not really liking you.
Could you hear my eyes rolling?
Oh, man. That was the worst. I always joked about it, but it's so true. Like, he reminded me, he was like in his late 30s when he started his spiritual journey, a.k.a. doing mushrooms and DMT and things along those lines. Remember when you had that friend that first discovered mushrooms and then they all of a sudden are a new person? They're almost like this spiritual, like they're a shaman all of a sudden. And he kind of came off, he gave that vibe. Like, I remember my first mushroom
too. Yeah.
Like, okay, Aaron.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
Yeah, good times. So I love this story about Daniel Craig going viral because he was on Stephen Colbert. And they got into one of these stupid arguments about how to pronounce something, and it reminded me of our show. Like, where, like, one person thinks they're saying something, and they're not, and they don't notice that they're not saying it right. And it's all because of his last name. And his last name is?
Who?
Daniel.
This Daniel?
No, Daniel Craig.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about our show. Yes, Daniel Craig.
Craig.
Craig, like my dad, Craig.
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 Say my name.
Daniel Craig.
Well, now you're doing it right.
Why, did I say Craig?
Yes. I don't say Colbert.
Daniel Craig.
There you go.
Did I not say Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig. You don't hear the difference?
One more time, please.
Daniel Craig. Daniel.
Is that right?
Daniel Craig.
While this is going on, I'm like, I feel like they're in our room with us when we have these stupid conversations. So he's more of a Craig. With like almost like there's a Y in it as opposed to Craig.
Craig.
Yeah.
So, well, the first one sounded like, say it, I'm sorry.
Daniel Craig. Yes, Daniel Craig.
Ooh, I hear the difference. That is subtle.
It's very subtle.
Yeah.
Have I been saying my dad's name wrong this whole time?
Your dad's name is Craig.
Craig.
That's why I just call him the National Treasure.
Treasure. Yesterday, Britney Spears posted a video where she's talking about her birthday. And listen to what she says. And keep in mind that she is about to be 43 on Monday, not 42.
It's my birthday. I'm not turning 42. I'm turning 5 this year. I'm turning 5 years old. And I have to go to kindergarten tomorrow.
So she even got her actual birthday wrong. Like, yeah. The actual age. She got that wrong.
I mean, I've been following her on Instagram for a long time, and I think I just kind of need to stop.
Oh, I had an unfollower. It was depressing me.
That's how I feel about it.
It went from being like, oh, look how wacky and silly she is, to being like, maybe that conservatorship, right? Maybe that was there for a good reason, or is she this way because of the conservatorship? I don't know which made her this way. But man, you think about when you're younger and like she was like this pop star and this icon, and you're just like, you just create this false narrative, I think, of like, sure, she's just a certain like larger than life person, and she's out of her mind.
Yeah, it breaks my heart. We have this morning a very special opponent taking down Steve Miggs in the game of Beat Miggs. Straight from the North Pole, Santa Claus, the man in red, he will be taking on Steve.
I'm going to ruin everybody's Christmas.
Beat Miggs versus Santa is coming up at 8:50.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes. The Daily Miggs Show.